Good evening and welcome to Thursday Night Mission. Thank you so much for bearing with me there while I got my rig up and ready to run Thursday Night Mission. Got over an hour with you here tonight. Yeah, that's right. We just finished listening to Manlin Albright just not too long ago lecturing about her new book, and wow, what a great lecture it was. And of course, I've got my hardware set up here. Sorry about no storm tonight. But here at Thursday Night Mission, my mission is to honor our community. That's right. I have a program drawn from the people and places across the globe that connect right here to our mission city of San Rafael, California. I'm Beacon, your host and guide from the stormy airwaves to the solid shores of San Rafael, right here on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Tonight's fire. That's right, fire. I've done a series on other realms and on elements. Valentine's special last week was really fun. Before that, water, and I've done the heavens, which could be considered aether, and tonight, fire. So I'm going to open it up with something that I've just got to play if we're going to be talking about fire. Yes, that's right, a little bit of Johnny Cash. I'm having a little trouble playing music here for you. So let me talk to you while I get this going. And deal with my sound card issues here. Got the Empire State of Mind in the background there. And tonight, fire. Flame. Now, I've done a lot of lovey-dovey things. Remember we did sweetness and, of course, the Valentine's thing. And I focused on love itself before with some readings by Dalai Lama and so forth. Fire is a great metaphor. It's an element that's been with us for a while, and we use it in our language for so many different purposes. So many. So, I think it's important that we recognize fire and the place it has in our lives. There's, of course, you know, the whole idea of burning love, right? And there's also the idea of a spark, the spark of life, that which animates us, that which animates matter, makes the life go around. And, you know, last summer on Thursday Night Mission did a program right here on stars. If you'll remember, you're a star, just like me and everybody else, and we're all stars. And I also had a nice sunny summer. So those were some things that celebrated fire. Tonight I want to celebrate fire and talk more about what it really is. Please enjoy some music for a little bit, and I'll be right back here with Thursday Night Mission. I'm going to talk about what fire is at a chemical state, and I've got some readings and poems and so forth to share with you. And there's our storm. Told you I'd work it out. Yeah, there we go. Back with you. Back with you. Let me play that Johnny Cash for you. And I'm going to bounce it up a little bit more. I've got some rock. I've got some electronica. Even something that's classified as metal from Linkin Park. And some oldies. It's all still rock, though, right? Yeah. And, of course, I've got my Facebook calendar coming right on up in a little less than 10 minutes here, and a Dominican calendar coming up an hour after that. So enjoy some Johnny Cash right here on radio.dominican.edu.
is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon from 8 to 10 p.m. every Thursday night at radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to Thursday Night Mission. Come on in out of the storm and make yourself at home. I'm Beacon, your guide from the stormy airwaves to the solid streets of San Rafael. You are invited to spend the night in Safe Harbor, digging the treasure of music, news, events, and interviews by your community. Whether you hail from Hiller Street, prepare to meet and greet with folks ready to jive about their own creative drive to make their mark for you and I. Follow Beacon Spotlight every Thursday night only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
My name is Optimus Prime,
but you can call us
Radio.Dominican.edu.
We are
Penguin Radio.
Mark your heading, be ready to copy down these plugs. Should what you hear here make you say hear here, type these internet addresses into your search bar and learn more there. Follow Beacon for upcoming news and like Thursday Night Mission on Facebook. Facebook.com/Thursday Night Mission. Support for Beacon Spotlight is available at Blogger. Get in out of the storm by blogging there and learn more about participating in your community. ThursdayNightMission.blogspot.com. Let Beacon guide you in out of the stormy airwaves next Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Dominican University's official online broadcast, radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, only on World Famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for joining me right here on Thursday Night Mission. Yeah, I got things dialed in a little bit. It wouldn't be good college radio if we didn't have all sorts of snags and technical problems regularly. That's right, this is a learning experience for all of us. And it's great to be here with you, learning, not only that, but being able to give a little something back. That's right. Tonight we're focusing on fire. You can hear a relative of mine in the background there talking about Crossfire. And it's time for the Facebook calendar. That's right, Facebook. You got it. Every week at a little after 8:30 during the second half hour of Thursday Night Mission, Beacon gives you those events that people have invited you to. That's right. I've let it known that if they invite me, I'm going to put it out there to invite you. Oh, sure. I might not send you to my best friend's birthday party if it's supposed to be a small gathering, but you know what I mean. If you've got something that you want people to know about, aired right here on Thursday Night Mission, go ahead, go to Thursday Night Mission on Facebook and let me know. You can also email me at thursdaynightmission@gmail.com and say, hey, Beacon, guess what? I want to hook up with you on Facebook. I want to get this out there. Mm-hmm. And you can be part of the artist that I'm supporting here. Yeah. So tonight, we've got a bunch of things coming up for the next week. And it looks like, well, you know, the calendar's filling up quite a bit. The winter, I think people were doing a lot of their own thing. Of course, we had a lot of Valentine's shows. That was pretty fun the last couple of weeks. And we're moving into the next phase as spring approaches on this fiery night in February, right here on the 21st. I'm going to tell you about Stephanie Keys. Yeah, she's rocking it up. She's actually got a fiery picture of SK and her emblem on this event, which is really cool coincidence. When's she doing this? Tomorrow. This show is at 50 Mason Social House. It's a San Francisco venue. 50 Mason Social House. It's at 50 Mason Street in San Francisco. And Stephanie Keys is going to be rocking it out there. Now, this is going from 10 p.m. tomorrow night until 1 a.m. Late night, but not too late, right? You can learn more about what's going on with Stephanie Keys by going to the show, or you can visit bnds.in. I'm not exactly sure how I'd pronounce that, but there you go. B as in boy, N, D as in dog, S.in /I, N, W, and then a 5. Sorry, that's not a little easier to remember if you don't have your pen there. You can go check out Stephanie Keys' 50 Mason Social House on Facebook. Yeah. Coming up this Friday at 7 p.m., a little earlier, we've got a different type of thing going on here. This is by Anthropology and Social Change at CIIS. Their event is called The Revolution of Everyday Life. Yes. This is the Dialogues and Interrogation Series. Sounds ominous. This is at the California Institute of Integral Studies at 1453 Mission Street in San Francisco. And Sasha Lilly and Donald Nicholson Smith will be discussing Raoul Wangen's The Revolution of Everyday Life. Mm-hmm. Now, this book was originally published just months before the May 1968 upheavals in France. And it's, you know, it was published in 1983, of course, but there's a lot of lessons I think we can bring to our lives today from this event. Now, Recreation San Francisco keeps going on. This is another 10 o'clock event, Friday, tomorrow, and it goes till 4 a.m. Another late nighter at 1015 Folsom. All right, so if you head down there about 10 p.m. or a little before, to 1015 Folsom Street in San Francisco, you can go to Recreation. And it's going to be Euphonic Conceptions, Ankh Marketing are presenting this to you. And they're going to have a bunch of cool artists. Rakim, The Whittler, Abacus, Alpha Data, and much more. Looking for ticket prices on here. I'm not seeing them. Yeah, here they are at the bottom. $20 early bird sold out. Oops. You're going to have to get $25 in advance. Or at the door. They have that listed interesting. But they've got live painting going on. And some local vendors with jewelry, Grassroots California, and so forth. So you can head on down there at 10:15 Folsom tomorrow. Saturday, more things going on here. The Monophonics are still cruising around here. You know, they're touring Arizona, Colorado, Utah, all over the place. So they put an event up to let you know if you're interested in checking them out in any of these states that they're listed. You know, you can go to facebook.com/Monophonics Tour. You can also go to monophonics.com. That's where all locations and directions to their venues are listed. The Monophonics rock. They just finished doing a tour locally and are now out on the road. Saturday, 2:30 in the afternoon until 4:30 in the afternoon. Got Transformations and Renewals. This is a Lunar New Year celebration. The Lunar New Year of the Black Water Snake, that's the Chinese New Year, begins February 10th. Boom, we're in it. So what is that, 11 days now? The snake symbolizes renewal and transformation. So you can join this nice event at the Hyde Street Pier at 499 Jefferson Street, San Francisco. And at the Hyde Street Pier for 2 hours in the afternoon there, starting at 2:30, you can go onto the historic sailing ship, Balclutha. Mm-hmm. They're going to be sailing out and doing, Jenny Lim is going to read some poems about transformation. There's going to be a game of Chinese whispers. A lot of stories passed down through the generations from early Chinese pioneers in the Sierra and Bay who transformed this area and helped build America. So it's a nice, nice bridge for the Chinese-American cultures, which, of course, have influenced all of us. Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m., we have another event that's right here in Marin County. Now, this is pretty close to the Mission City in Fairfax at Perry's Bar. That's right, 29 Broadway. They got all sorts of stuff going on that I tell you about every week. This one is Honey Dust. Yeah, Honey Dust is doing it. Honey Dust Light, actually, L-I-T-E. On Perry's patio. So they're going to be out there in the patio rubbing shoulders with you to keep you warm in that great venue. Now, Honey Dust will be showing their softer side this time, doing an acoustic show in Perry's. They're going to have upright bass, acoustic guitars, and acoustic drums. So the good times will roll with Honey Dust. You know they rock electrically. Cabaret Underground's coming up Sunday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Cabaret Underground is happening in the San Geronimo Valley Cultural Center. It's a little bit of a drive to get out there into San Geronimo Valley, but it's worth it to go hit up the community there in Lagunitas. This is happening Sunday, 3 p.m. are the doors, 4 p.m. is the show. And they're celebrating Black History Month through music and poetry. They've got jazz, TV, film, all sorts of different stuff going on there, right? If this long list that... It would probably take me the next half hour to list for you, but it's all sorts of tribute stuff going from the 1900s all the way through the 1990s. If you're interested in more information about what's going on at the San Geronimo Valley Cultural Center, especially this event, you can contact them by visiting their website at sgvcc.org, or you can give them a call, 415-488-8888. Yeah. Next Level Radio is going strong. I was listening to them last week, and their signal is so smooth that I didn't even know when they had stopped broadcasting live and switched onto their archives. Man, these guys have got some great house music. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Every Sunday at glitch.fm. So if you go to glitch.fm and you tune in just like you tuned in to me by putting your browser, whether it's on your computer or mobile device, to Glitch FM, you can tap right into that live stream of DJs who are coming out of the Lake Tahoe area right now. So hit it up. You can learn more about the Next Level Radio at thenextlevelradio.net. That's got the regular schedule. And, you know, they're really good there. David Avatar is really good at listing stuff in different time zones. So while I'm broadcasting to you and everything I say is basically Pacific Standard, you can get it all there. Definitely worth a listen. Coming up Sunday, Daniel Fraser is got a benefit. It's the Fraser Brothers Benefit. It's going on at 19 Broadway Bar and Nightclub. This is happening Anyway, he's going to be talking about some of the laws that have been going on around and telling some of his stories about going to about people that are going to have been going to prison over cannabis laws and things like that. And it's a pretty controversial topic. So you might want to go check it out at 19 Broadway. I'm sorry, but I am just not seeing a time for him. And sorry, I don't have a phone number for 19 Broadway, but I wanted to let you know that this is going on because it's a hot topic right now. It might be something you're interested in talking about. So go check out 19 Broadway. You can look them up online or find their phone number. Call them and ask about this event with the Fraser Brothers benefit. Okay? Now, Wednesday is the next event I have here. You know, Tom Finch has been back in the country for a few weeks, and he's been going strong with the Tom Finch Group. And Tom's invited me and you to come out February 27th at 9 p.m. to 19 Broadway's again. They've got so many good shows. I think they have shows almost every night. And, of course, they've got their open mic on Mondays. So go on out there and hear Tom Finch, Jason Jones, Mark Smith, Andreas Gent, Charles Mozell, Ben Isaacs, and, you know, they usually have some special guests out there. Yeah. Good dancing music, rock and roll, blues, much more, much more. Now, Rusty Evans is burning it up again. And by the way, speaking of fire, right here on Penguin Radio, Ring of Fire, Rusty Evans and Ring of Fire. Now, they're going to be over at the Irish Iron Springs Brewery, another Fairfax event Wednesday on the 27th from 8 to 10 p.m. And they're going to be doing a great Johnny Cash and other classic country stuff right there at the Iron Springs Brewery and Pub, which is at 765 Center Boulevard in Fairfax. Now, what's as American as apple pie? Based on the Adventures of Huck Finn and Big River, and has never been done in Marin County? You got it. Big River, The Adventures of Huck Finn. This is a musical choreography thing going on here by James Dunn and Paul Smith. Choreography by Sandra Tanner. It's happening next Thursday, in a week, at 8 p.m. This is the special opening night gala going on, okay? So there's more shows than just this one. But the opening night gala is a $40 ticket price happening on March 1st. And I'm sorry, the normal general price is $25. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I'm not seeing exactly which all the dates are there. But go ahead and hit their box office up if you want tickets at 415-485-9385. And you can go check out Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And, of course, that gala is on March 1st, which is a $40 price. And it's going to be a post-show birthday party on that one where Jim turns 80. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. Last thing I have right here is the College of Marin is bringing Big River. So it's kind of a duplicate events I have here. But so they're hitting more than one venue. So if you want to go to the College of Marin campus on February 28th until March 18th, you can see the Big River in its regular venue. And, of course, there's that gala I just told you about. And this will be at the College of Marin campus. It's going to be in their theater, I believe. The address at College of Marin is 835 College Avenue, but the theater department is actually kind of back behind. I'm not talking about Kent, but I'm talking about that other street that's kind of back behind there. So go check it out. Again, you can call 415-485-9385 to learn more about this. And by the way, there are discounts to this, even though it's $25 general. Seniors get in for $18, students for $15. And by the way, if you've got children 12 or under, they're welcome too, and they can get in for $10. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's the Facebook calendar for this week. I got a lot of good things coming up next week that are already on my calendar as it's filling up. So be sure to tune in the second half hour of Thursday Night Mission, and Beacon will tell you what's the haps. Yeah, what's going on around. Yeah. Tonight's show is focused on fire. Beacon Spotlight shines into the fire and gets drowned out. That's right. So I'm going to spend the next hour and 15 minutes with you. In the next segment coming up, I'm going to talk about what fire is chemically. I've got some quotes and poems and stuff I'm going to spice up the second hour of Thursday Night Mission with as well.
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon. Only on world famous Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.
Grab your chart and compass. Be ready to copy down these plugs. Follow Beacon for upcoming news and like Thursday Night Mission on Facebook. Facebook.com/Thursday Night Mission. Support for Beacon Spotlight is available at Blogger. ThursdayNightMission.blogspot.com.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hi, Beacon here reminding you that Penguin Radio broadcast events are recorded and archived for your listening pleasure on demand. Did you miss it live? No problem. Enjoy previous student programming, lecture series, sports events, and more by visiting radio.dominican.edu and scrolling the menu for your favorite podcast event. So, you seek to flower your budding musical talent into world-class performance? Well, seek no further, because Dominican UC is the place to be. The Department of Music, Dance, and Performing Arts offers the best in undergraduate programs. To get started on your career in melody making, visit Dominican.edu today and enroll in the program that plays your tune.
Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, it's time.
This is Beacon from Thursday Night Mission, reminding you to tune in every Friday afternoon to Penguin Press Pass from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Real students, real news, only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon from 8 to 10 p.m. every Thursday night at radio.dominican.edu.
That's right, Burning in the Skies at Linkin Park. It's hard for me to play hardcore stuff for you, mainly because some of it just isn't suitable for airwaves. Not that it doesn't sound good enough to go across the airwaves, but because, well, frankly, language or subject material sometimes just isn't appropriate for Thursday Night Mission here. But I am going to tell you, I'm going to be doing a metal show. I've been doing all these different elements here for you, water and fire and aether, which would be the heavens, right? Stars and so forth as well. So I'm gonna be coming and doing a metal show. I've still got a few elements to go through here, and I'm not going to do them consecutively because I've got such great content that I want to bring up for the next spring here. But including lining up some guests, by the way. I know it's been a while. I'm going to do a metal show to celebrate the element of metal. And I think I'm going to go a little more hardcore with that one. That's right. Bring you some hard reverbed instruments. Some heavy metal. But for tonight, we're focused on fire. That's right, fire. And I want to talk about exactly what fire is. Now, I've got a lot of different definitions here, but I'm just going to read this nice, real, simple one here. And it's a big article, so I'm going to skim through it like I usually do. Fire is the rapid oxidization of a material in the exothermic chemical process of combustion, releasing heat, light, and various reaction products. Okay? So there's other types of oxidization, you know, like rust, for example, or digestion, and those free radicals and all that stuff. But fire is also an oxidization, because it needs air to burn. The flame is the visible portion of the fire. That's right, it's not all of it, just the visible portion. It's the portion that gives you light. If hot enough, the gases may become ionized to produce plasma. Depending on the substance's alight and any impurities aside, the color of the flame and the fire's intensity will be different. Fire in its most common form can result in conflagration, which has the potential to cause physical damage through burning. Fairly simple, right? However, fire is an important process that affects ecological systems across the globe. You might think, oh no, everything, fire is terrible. No, fire is our friend. No. Okay, well, you know, it's kind of a balanced thing with fire. It's active. It's reactive. It causes things to go through a reaction, transformation, which of course is why we use it as a metaphor and as an analogy and so many other things verbally, right? Right? It isn't just the heat. It says here, the positive effects of fire include stimulating growth and maintaining various ecological systems. Okay? Of course, we use it for cooking, making heat, signaling, propulsion purposes, right? Like in a jet aircraft, for example, an internal combustion engine like your car, for example. And of course, you know, the steam engines and things are part of our history, which use fire. There's negative effects of fire, of course, that include water contamination, soil erosion, atmospheric pollution, and of course, burning stuff up. The chemistry of fire. It starts with a flammable or combustible material with a sufficient quantity of an oxidizer like gas or another oxygen-rich compound is exposed to heat or an ambient temperature where the flash point for the oxidizer mix combusts. So different things burn at different temperatures, right? Fire is able to sustain a rate of rapid oxidization and produces a chain reaction. This is commonly called fire tetrahedron. And they've got, the article I'm looking at has this nice little diagram that shows it's got a polyhedron with all these different things. Heat, fire, oxygen. When I was in a Boy Scouts, it basically taught us that you need three things for fire. You need oxygen, fuel, and heat. Without one of those three, fire doesn't happen. So if you look at one at your fire extinguisher, what do we use to take fire down if it's out of control, burning our house or whatever? Obviously, the fire extinguisher that you use that spreads the powder is a fire retardant that is chemically made, right, to break down that mix of oxygen, heat, and fuel. Usually, it breaks down oxygen and fuel. The other things that can we use sometimes sand, right? We use that to disperse heat and oxygen to smother it. People have used blankets and different things like that, which kind of have mixed results. And the other thing is to take away the fuel. So you notice, I don't know if you've ever seen wildland firefighters being working their butts off, sweating in the smoke. What they do is they start cutting vegetation and cutting fire lines. Fire line is basically, you know, a ditch or the ground scraped off to get rid of all the fuel. Because without that fuel, the fire cannot burn. So there you go. There's the three basic things that fire needs in a chemical reaction. Oxygen, heat, and a fuel. And that heat's going to be different. The fuel's going to be different. But there has to be some sort of oxidizer. And that's how it works. Boom. It's that simple. The applications, of course, are a lot more complex. Mm-hmm. For example, we know fire in gravity. Without gravity, fire rapidly surrounds itself with its own combustion products. Because of this risk, a fire in a spacecraft is small when it's coasting in inertial flight, right? But with oxygen, of course, it goes up. Fires can be extinguished by removing one of the elements. Okay, that article, that's a good part of the article. I already told you about all of that. But it's pretty simple. The only thing that I didn't mention is that there's an applicant of retardant chemicals, such as halon, to the flame, will retard the chemical reaction itself so that the combustion will be too slow to maintain the chemical reaction. Basically, the fire can't keep burning because the chemical reaction slows down. Mm-hmm. Flame. God, we have all these great words. Flame is a mixture of reacting gases to solids emitting visible infrared and sometimes ultraviolet light. This is what we see when we see fire. The frequency spectrum of light which comes out depending on the chemical composition of the burning material. Okay? Now, in many cases, such as the burning of organic matter, like wood, for example, or the incomplete combustion of gas, you'll see solid particles called soot. And the soot's what produces that red-orange glow that's so associated with fire. Fire's got all sorts of spectrums, though, into the ultraviolet and infrared spectrums that we can't see as well. Okay? Now, usually oxygen is involved, but there is other oxidizers, such as hydrogen burning and chlorine, to produce hydrogen chloride and other things like that. So there are other ways to have fire besides just basic air. Okay? The glow of a flame is complex, but it's kind of nice to know that it's got such a wide spectrum there. And of course, you know, we've used fire for lanterns and things like that. You know, the gaslight era, as it's called, was based on people using fire to light their homes. Boom, bingo. Now, heat, fire gives off heat. There's all sorts of different temperatures. It needs heat to go, and there's all sorts of different temperatures that are needed to pit for the flash point, to depend on when something's going to burn from a system due to thermal contact. Oxyhydrogen flame is like 2,000 degrees Celsius, it says here, which is that's greater than 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit. That's like so hot, I can't even imagine it. Bunsen burner, you know those little flames? Mm-hmm. They burn at, they say here, about 2,400 to 2,900 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be 1,300 to 1,600 Celsius. A blowtorch flame, you know, you get one of the little gas thing, gas cookers that you're doing for projects, peeling paint or stuff like that, is about 1,300 Celsius or 2,400 Fahrenheit. A candle, you're sitting there enjoying a romantic evening, is much lower. It's at 1,800 Fahrenheit, which is about 1,000 Celsius. Other things, smoldering cigarette. Smoldering cigarette, it says there's different parts here. The side of the lit portion is about 750 degrees Fahrenheit. The middle of the smoldering cigarette, of the cigarette cherry there, is about, is over 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And when drawing, when somebody's drawing into a cigarette, they say it goes up to about 1,300, and it's always hotter in the middle, of course, where the heat's concentrated. They talk about the colors here, about the temperatures of flames by appearance. And I'm not going to go through the whole list of that, but basically red's lower heat, and then it goes up through orange into yellow, and then white is the hottest heat. Mm-hmm. The one other thing I want to mention here about fire before I finish this segment is the fire ecology. Every natural ecosystem has its own fire regime. What that means is, out in nature, fire is a natural, normal part of it, and all the life forms there have adapted. Okay? It says here the organisms in those ecosystems are adapted or dependent upon that fire regime, and that fire itself creates a mosaic of different habitat patches at each state of succession. So basically something burns, and then when it's all soot and ash and coals and stuff, certain life comes up, you know, like grass and things like that. Different animals and species and microbes specialize in exploiting that stage. And then as they grow, then the ecosystem grows. Larger bushes, fungus, different things grow in that. And the ecosystem grows up. And one species will leave and another one will grow into it. So they say that fire is a naturally occurring thing in forests, for example. And that we have more dangerous forest fires to us nowadays because we're not allowing that to happen. We don't want our homes to burn, so we make sure that the forest behind it doesn't burn. Well, what's been happening is that builds up the fuel with dead material, and it makes it more likely to become flames, so that when somebody's barbecue gets out of control, boom. So there you go. I encourage you to look up more about the effects of fire. We'll get a little more classically romantic in the next segment. I'm going to get a couple poems coming up here about fire and talk about the metaphors of fire. And, some quotes. I love to do those quotes. Oh, yes, I do. You're listening to Wolfram in the background as we tie up the first hour of Thursday Night Mission. Fireworks. Mm-hmm. I love Wolfram. It's a really good one. And, I'm going to have you listen to this for a moment. And then I'm going to come back with the second hour of Thursday Night Mission and talk about some more fire in a passionate way. Okay? All right.
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon from 8 to 10 p.m. every Thursday night at radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to Thursday Night Mission. Come on in out of the storm and make yourself at home. I'm Beacon, your guide from the stormy airwaves to the solid streets of San Rafael. You are invited to spend the night in Safe Harbor, digging the treasure of music, news, events, and interviews by your community. Whether you hail from a hill or street, prepare to meet and greet, with folks ready to jive about their own creative drive to make their mark for you and I. Follow Beacon Spotlight every Thursday night only on world-famous Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu.
My name is Optimus Prime.
But you can call us
Radio.Dominican.edu.
We are Penguin Radio.
Mark your heading. Be ready to copy down these plugs. Should what you hear here make you say hear here, type these internet addresses into your search bar and learn more there. Follow Beacon for upcoming news and like Thursday Night Mission on Facebook. Facebook.com/Thursday Night Mission. Support for Beacon Spotlight is available at Blogger. Get in out of the storm by blogging there and learn more about participating in your community. ThursdayNightMission.blogspot.com. Let Beacon guide you in out of the stormy airwaves next Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Dominican University's official online broadcast, radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
I bongo with my lingo, I beat it like a wing, yo. To combo, to Colombo, can't stereotype my bing, yo. I salt and pepper my mango, shoot spit at the window.
M.I.A. Sun showers. And you know what she's singing about there? Sun showers. Yeah, she's talking about explosions. Yes, she is. She's got a really interesting way of making some really seriously nasty subjects sound fun. She really does. I love M.I.A. And we're talking about fire right here on Thursday Night Mission tonight. That's right. I'm talking to you about the hot stuff. The fire that keeps things burning in our lives. I've got some really great poems I want to read to you here. Now, I want to let you know I got other programs lined up that are elemental as well. I'm going to be doing metal. And I'm definitely going to do earth, because I believe in representing both the East and the West here on Thursday Night Mission. As far as cultures go, East, quote, culture, Western, quote, culture. Now, the Western tradition has four basic elements, right? Fire, water, air, and earth. The Chinese system, which is also is used in many other Asian systems, is it's got fire, and it's got water, and it's got air. But instead of earth, it separates them into wood and metal. Okay? So I'm going to try to cover all of those. Yes, I will. And I've also got some, I'm talking to some people about lining up some more great guests. You know, you've heard the chaplain, Reverend Paul Gaffney, has been on. I had Rudy come in, talk about Wicca. I've had Patrick, MC St. Patrick, come on in, MC. He was a really great one. And I've had Coyote come in, Gypsy, a bunch of other ones. So I'm going to get some more guests lined up. It's been a little busy for me lately, I got to tell you, the larger school schedule, but I'm still dedicated to being right here with you on Thursday Night Mission at radio.dominican.edu every Thursday night. And I'll have themed music for you. You might hear the same song twice, but only if you listen every week for months. Right, because I'm always picking up new music and trying out new themes with you. And tonight's theme is fire. It is. And fire means so much to us. So much to us. Maya Angelou said, bitterness is like cancer. It eats upon the host. But anger is like fire. It burns it all clean. Interesting, huh? Another fire quote. This is off the top of my head here. The phrasing might be a little wrong. Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, said that holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intention of throwing it at somebody. And in the end, you're the only one that gets burnt. So we're using fire. Fire is one of the words that we use to talk about anger. Why? Because it feels so hot in us, right? Sure, we could use other things like, you know, I was seeing red. You know what that means, right? Mm-hmm. But it's almost like burning fire can represent anger within us. It's as if the fuels of our heart or our mind won't stop burning. We're heated, right? Okay, so you get what I'm saying. All these different analogies that we use, all these metaphors that we use to represent how we're feeling and how we communicate to each other by using that element, fire. There's even, in traditional Chinese medicine, that school of thought has fire as being one of the elements that governs how our body works. And my friend that was from Kokyo Acupuncture was talking about the different, he explained to me how all these elements are represented in the body. And I mean, he can look at your tongue and tell you, hey, by the way, you got too much water in you. You're like, what? No, that means that you've got an imbalance in the elements in your body towards water, right? Or away from fire. And there's different foods that are associated with these, like hot peppers, for example. You know, that spiciness, it's acid, it's not actually fire, but we talk about it as hot. And through in traditional Chinese medicine, pepper would be represented as a fire food because it heats up. It causes a chemical reaction that heats up the body process, just like a burning flame would when it's combusting. And then, of course, they've also got air and everything else like that. So there's many different ways of viewing fire. I mentioned earlier the spark of life, if you're familiar with that term. The spark of life being that divine spark which animates us. It's also considered fire. And considering the nature of fire and how it transforms things with its combustion, you know, I think it's a pretty similar idea, don't you? To think that me reaching out right now to just this microphone is burning calories, right? It's a chemical reaction in my body. So there you go. Fire is with us. It's a part of us. Fire is our friend. Yeah, sure, why not? George Washington had an interesting thing to say, mentioning fire. He said, government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is a force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Okay? So here he's talking about a governmental body, right? So you see even more analogies with words here. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. I don't know if you knew this, but Ayurveda, the ancient Vedic systems that basically it's where Hinduism, Buddhism, some of the roots of Zoroastrianism, and it could be argued even a lot of the roots of Western civilization that became Judaism and Christianity and, you know, Islam and all that. A lot of them come from Vedic tradition, and in Vedic tradition, fire is so very important. They're just burning things left and right. And they worshipped Agni, the god of fire. So that's how long fire has been with us, since the Neolithic age, the New Stone Age. And of course longer, because, you know, we were cooking stuff in the Paleolithic, the Old Stone Age. And I'd go kill a couple of buffalo and, you know, skin them. And I'll make myself a couple of moccasins, a nice buffalo coat, maybe a little bed for my baby. And we're going to cook that meat up. Boom. Which is a great use of fire, too. Of course, cooking helps us, you know, if we're eating things raw, we're susceptible to a lot more bacteria and things. So fire cleanses. So, of course, when you talk about this god Agni or about a lot of the metaphors that we use to talk about, that we use fire for, or fire words like heat and things like that, you know, sterilization is part of it, too. We think about cleansing because what can live in the midst of fire, right? You heat things up. I don't know if you've had first aid training where they can say, if you don't have a sterile thing, like let's say you got to give that guy treatment in the field and you need stitches or whatever it is, you're going to want to sanitize your instruments, the tools that you're going to use to help that fellow, to help that woman, by sterilizing it with fire if you don't have alcohol or something else like that. So there you go. Cleansing. It's it's well been known, and that cleansing extends to spiritual life, of course. Another quote from the Buddha, which refers to cleansing, but it also talks about motivation. Siddhartha said, "Just as a candle cannot burn without fire, men cannot live without a spiritual life." He's got a lot of other things talking about candles and fires, too. It's that powerful of a symbol. And it's not just spiritual, emotional, of course. I was talking about anger, but it also means love, the burning, fiery passions of my heart. Yes. Ann Landers said, "Love is friendship that has caught fire. It is quiet, understanding, mutual confidence, sharing, and forgiving. It is loyalty through good and bad times. It settles for less than perfection and makes allowances for human weaknesses." Nice transition from Valentine's special a week ago. Let me read that first line again from Ann Landers. "Love is friendship that has caught fire." And of course, I talk about love a lot here, don't I? Because I believe it's such a uniting force that allows us to overcome our differences. If these fight fire with fire, right? Okay, well, you know, if anger is, and hatred can be described as fire, and love can be described as fire, that really makes sense to me, doesn't it? Are we going to burn each other out? Or are we going to have a burning passion to desire for each other? Of the two, it seems to me that using love is the type of fire that can continue to burn in our relationships and in our generation after generation. Using the fire of anger cannot, because we end up destroying everything we built, don't we? Look at the other ways we use fire. Like, how about your work? Look, I'm looking at a quote right here from Sam Walton. And here's an interesting way to use fire. He says, "There's only one boss, the customer. And he can fire everybody in the company from the chairman down simply by spending his money somewhere else." I like that. So this is another use of fire. I had to fire that guy, man. He was just not doing his job, and it was costing us too much money. Interesting, huh? New way to look at it. Bill Mayer, let me quote him. He said, "Suicide's a man's way of telling God, 'You can't fire me, I quit.'" Of course, Bill's pretty caustic himself, or should I say combustible? Maybe that's a little more appropriate tonight's theme right here on radio.dominican.edu. Thursday Night Mission Spotlight is on fire, and I'm going to let it illuminate me because I can't quite. Let me give you one more quote here about fire. There's so many great ones here. There's so many different topics to cover where we draw this idea into our lives about burning and fire. And then I've got a Dominican calendar coming up in about 22, 23 minutes. Yeah. So you're going to want to stay tuned in for that. See what's going on right here on campus. This one that I'm going to read to you right now is from Plutarch. Okay. Cause, you know, I like to read East and West. And this Greek said to us, "The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled." So there, he's not just talking about emotions, but about our thought process. I'm going to read it one more time because I think this is a really good one. "The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled." Thank you, Plutarch. Thank you. I like that one.
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, only on world famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to Thursday Night Mission. Come on in out of the storm and make yourself at home. I'm Beacon, your guide from the stormy airwaves to the solid streets of San Rafael. You are invited to spend the night in Safe Harbor, digging the treasure of music, news, events, and interviews by your community. Let Beacon guide you in out of the stormy airwaves next Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Dominican University's official online broadcast, radio.dominican.edu.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Penguin Radio is proud to honor the athletics department here at Dominican University of California. Dominican sponsors 12 intercollegiate sports and is a member of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. To attend your favorite games, visit the athletics calendar at dominican.edu. Listen to live broadcasts of many sports by going to radio.dominican.edu and checking out the broadcast calendar for air dates and games.
Behind this door.
Let me go in and say hi.
This is Beacon calling you in to enjoy Dominican University's School of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences. With a humanities graduate program and over a dozen undergraduate programs, our members share a rich network of human interaction. We host public events that include guest concert series, lectures, and discussions from the world's finest musicians and speakers. To learn more, visit AHSS at Dominican.edu.
Are listening to the Thursday Night Mission with Beacon from 8 p.m. every Thursday night at radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, thank you for joining me again on Thursday Night Mission. It's so good to have you here with me. I'm Beacon, your guide and host from the stormy airways to the solid streets of San Rafael. That's right, you don't have to live right here in our Mission City to be part of our community. If you can hear my voice, you're part of my community, which means you're connected to everybody else that's connected to me and to everybody else that's connected to this broadcast. Yeah, so this fire that's burning on Thursday Night Mission tonight is your fire. You got it. Your fire. Their fire. All of our fires. And there's one sure way to know that we're burning together, and that's to connect together. And as you can hear in my ads there, you can learn more on my blog at thursdaynightmission.blogspot.com. You can also email me, by the way, if you want to ask me any questions, give me some hints, connect with me in any way or to anybody else that you think might be connected to our community like that. You know, I'll be discreet, I promise. I respect you. Email me. Give me an email. Let me know what's going on. Say, hey, Beacon, this is what I'm thinking. How do you do that? Okay, thursdaynightmission@gmail.com. And, you know, I'm more than willing to hear what you're doing, what's going on, or to tell you what's going on, okay? Because I like keeping you safe and sheltered out of the stormy airwaves from 8 to 10 every night. Every Thursday night, sorry. Yeah, that's right. I'm here weekly. And by the way, we've got a lot of other great programs here. Yes, we do. And one of the programs that we just listened to earlier was the Madeleine Albright series. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Leadership Lecture Series when I do Dominican Calendar in about 13, 14 minutes, okay? So you want to hear more about that. We've got a few things going on, a little bit of news. It's not a big calendar right now, but, you know, got to keep it going. Got to keep the fire burning, man. Yeah, because, you know, tonight's all about fire. That's the element I'm highlighting tonight. You got it. Highlight it with fire. Washington Irving said, "There is in every true woman's heart a spark of heavenly fire, which lies dormant on the broad daylight of prosperity, but which kindles up and beams and blazes in the dark hour of adversity. Ferdinand Foch said, that's F-O-C-H, by the way, he said, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. Nice. This is what I mean by classically romantic. Beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, you know, I'm a romantic guy in some other ways. But, wow. It's beautiful to look at all this culture that we have built around fire. Mia Hamm said, I am building a fire, and every day I train, I add more fuel, and at just the right moment, I light the match. I have no idea why she said that, because I don't have that in context. I think it's a great quote there. A great quote there. Emily Dickinson, here's one from her. She says, if I read a book and it makes my whole body so cold, no fire can ever warm me, I know it's poetry. Poetry? All right, Emily. you just spoke my thing here. Let's go check this out. I got a couple poems I want to read to you. Yeah. Before we finish up the third half hour of Thursday Night Mission here, I think it's time we got our word on a little bit. What do you think? Of course, poems about fire, right? This is called Fire Ferocious. And Fire Ferocious is a poem written by Mark Raymond Slaughter in 2009. Fire Ferocious, it's a little bit of a long poem here. So let me fade down the music a little bit so you can hear me. Fire, fire, ferocious fire, you restless wall of flame. Fire, fire, roaming higher, you fury to never tame. You show no mercy, no regard, a writhing army uncontrolled. At least you don't discriminate, selecting to exterminate, all dealt with equal pain untold. Fire, fire, ferocious fire, you restless wall of flame. Fire, fire, roaring higher, your fury never to tame. In time of drought, you run amok, an open chimney of land. Prefer to scorch than to suffocate. In blinding zeal, incinerate to blackened vista now unmanned. Fire, fire, ferocious fire, you restless wall of flame. Fire, fire, roaring higher, your fury never to tame. Destruction can be your only goal, for you vent your jealous wrath on gentle life with caring soul and human victims to console, as you are none but sociopath. Fire, fire, ferocious fire, you restless wall of flame. Fire, fire, roaring higher, your fury never to tame. So there it is, you are but flame, reacting gases to adorn. With orange flicks of flailing arms, you're flaunting your demonic charms. Now leave us for bereaved to mourn. Fire, fire, ferocious fire, you restless wall of flame. Fire, fire, roaring higher, your fury to never tame. So many lives to claim. Fire is an interesting thing. I tell you, when I was searching for content to put together the show for you, now I've done some research and searched through my playlist here, which you're listening to, and of course there's all these great quotes and things. Here's the interesting thing: I found, of all the things that I normally pull together for the shows here, I found more quotes and poems and on fire than anything else that I've researched so far. Sun, stars, love. Okay, actually, love. I think love is the one more. Sorry. Let me amend that. Let me burn it clean and start again. But quotes about fire are huge. It's amazing how much we use this symbol in our life. Let me read this quote to you that from Charles Bukowski. And it's tagged with fire, so it's nominally part of our show. But I thought it was a really interesting one once I read it and want to share it with you. Charles said, "If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, and maybe even your mind. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail. It could mean derision. It could mean mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it despite rejection and the worst odds. And it'll be better than anything else you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is." And I've got another one that's kind of a long one I wanted to read to you. I wanted to read through it first here. It's from Rachel Vincent, and it's from her book. It comes from her book, If I Die. Rachel said, "You're the brightest thing I've ever seen, Kaylee. You're this beautiful ball of fire spitting sparks out at the world, burning fiercely, holding back the dark by sheer will. And I always knew that if I reached out, if I tried to touch you, I'd get burned. Because you're not mine. I'm not supposed to feel the fire. I'm not supposed to want it. But I do. I want you, Kaylee, like I've never wanted anything. Ever. I want the fire. I want the heat and the light. And I want the burn." Hmm. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. There's a picture of her too, by the way, which is pretty. But what words. Hot stuff. Hot stuff. I love it. It's so fun talking about all these different elements. Fire is great. Talking about fire right here on Thursday Night Mission. And, you know, I'm going to come back with something that is hot. Things that are going on with, you know, Dominican University, because it's time for my Dominican calendar right after this.
Estás escuchando a la misión de jueves por la noche con el faro desde las 8 a las 10 de la noche todos los jueves a radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to Thursday Night Mission. Come on in out of the storm and make yourself at home. I'm Beacon, your guide from the stormy airwaves to the solid streets of San Rafael. You are invited to spend the night in Safe Harbor, digging the treasure of music, news, events, and interviews by your community. Whether you hail from Hiller Street, prepare to meet and greet with folks ready to jive about their own creative drive to make their mark for you and I. Follow Beacon Spotlight every Thursday night, only on world-famous Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.
See, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend.
World-famous Penguin Radio.
Mark your heading, be ready to copy down these plugs. Should what you hear here make you say hear here, type these internet addresses into your search bar and learn more there. Follow Beacon for upcoming news and like Thursday Night Mission on Facebook. Facebook.com/Thursday Night Mission. Support for Beacon Spotlight is available at Blogger. Get in out of the storm by blogging there and learn more about participating in your community. ThursdayNightMission.blogspot.com. Let Beacon guide you in out of the stormy airwaves next Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Dominican University's official online broadcast, radio.dominican.edu. Usted está escuchando La Misión Noche de Jueves con Beacon, solo en la mundialmente famoso Radio Pingüino, en la radio.dominican.edu.
I got a hunk of burning Dominican calendar right here. Yeah. Got a couple news releases that I like to open up with. You know, I look at their news page first, and then I let you know what's going on right here in Dominican. And first, I want to let you know that there are other calendars. Since we've got so many great sports shows, student sports shows, right here on Penguin Radio, which, by the way, I'm going to give you a lineup of all the sports shows in another 15 minutes or so. Yeah, about 15 minutes. You know, I leave it to them to talk about the sports, but you can always go to Dominican.edu and look at the athletics department to find out what's going on. Some of these things we broadcast right here on Penguin Radio, but there's a lot more sports than we're broadcasting. Some great athletes, and we've been doing really good in all that sporty type stuff, which I leave up to the sports guys who know a lot more about. Moonshot! Okay, sorry, that was a shout out to another student who does great sportscasting. And I've got some news releases here. Now, we just had Madeline Albright was here earlier tonight. Her lecture started about 2.5 hours ago, and it was great. I was monitoring and listening to it the whole time. Really had some great things to say. And, you know, she's the former U.S. Secretary of State, and I just learned tonight, that's right, because Beacon didn't know, was that she was once third in line if the president and vice president had something had happened to them. You know, because there was a raging forest fire that they burned up in. Who knows? That she could have been our leader. So it's very interesting and exciting to have her here. And, of course, Al Gore here. And, you know, you can go to radio.dominican.edu. And right there on the webpage near the top, we've got the Al Gore podcast. And in fact, we podcast all of the things that are going on here. So Albright should be up soon. Okay? So look for it. Look for it. That means you can, if you missed it, you can listen to it on demand. Or if you liked it so much like me that you want to hear it again. You got that burning desire? Yeah. Check it out right on the webpage. Now, San Francisco Symphony members are going to be here at Dominican. This is the members of the San Francisco Symphony and faculty from Dominican University, from our Department of Music here, Music, Dance, and Performing Arts. They're going to be on stage together at the Angelica Hall, Sunday, March 3rd. It's the next big thing that's coming up right here as far as the big Angelica things. And it's going to be part of our guest concert series. And we've got other things coming up in the guest concert series. So there's the chamber concert that I just mentioned. And by the way, doors open at 3 for all the guest concert series. So if you want to come and hear the chamber concert, some of our faculty here, some serious world-class music, hit us up Sunday, March 3rd, right here. And, you know, on April 21st, the guest concert series continues with the San Francisco Chamber Players. That's on a Sunday at 3 p.m. Yeah. And the Leadership Lecture Series, Madeline Albright was just here. The next one up on the roster is former Mayor Gavin Newsom. And yeah, that's right. Grew up in Nevada, Mayor over in San Francisco. He's right here. I mean, our Mission City is right in the middle of his territory. And he's going to be coming here talking about Citizenville, his book Citizenville, How to Take the Town Square Digital and Reinvent Government. This guy's pretty progressive. He was fairly young for a mayor, as far as that tradition of mayors in that city go. And he made some serious changes, so it's going to be really interesting to hear him. Wednesday, March 6th. And the leadership lecture series always start at 7 p.m. Doors are earlier, about 6, I believe. And they're hand-in-hand with a book passage, which is helping produce these books and support and sponsor these lecture series. So you can come and get a copy of that, right? Okay, if you want to learn more than that about that, go to dominican.edu/campus-life/events. And there you can see the calendars that I go check out. I mean, you know, I look on more than one page for you, but there's also Mary Roach is coming up in April. Isabella Lind is coming up in April. And in May, we have Michael Pollan. So there's some really good stuff coming up this spring semester, which is in full swing. Yes, it is. You know, I don't have tons and tons of news releases for you right now from Dominican, but let me tell you about a few things that are on the calendar here. Especially if you're on campus, if you're a student here, one of the faculty, you might want to check out some of these things. Of course, all these things that happened Thursday have happened already. But tomorrow, there's a lot of cool things. There's Three Hats, the Civil Rights Photography Art Exhibition. There's a San Francisco Smart Program Group Tour. These are all happening in the morning at 9, right? There's an art exhibition at 10, The Wonderful World of Plants. All sorts of soccer club practices going on tomorrow. There's, and of course, we've always got mass and things like that. There's also an afternoon men's soccer club practice. Okay. Oh, the women's is at 11. The men's is at 3:30. Right? At 3 o'clock, there's the Sai Chi annual induction and dinner. So if you were looking forward to that, boom, it's happening. Contact your contacts. Get it going on. Now, Saturday, the 23rd, there are OT graduate interviews. Yeah, all sorts of cool things going on with that. And, you know, something has just changed with one of the, this is, these interviews, they have to do with traditional undergrad and pathways, right? I want to let you know that something's changed with the pathways. It's no longer called Pathways. It is the program formerly known as Prince. No, Pathways. And the program formerly known as Prince, no, Pathways, is now called the Adult Degree Completion Program. It doesn't roll off the tongue as easily, but it's a lot more descriptive, okay? So that means I'm no longer a Pathways student. I am an Adult Degree Completion student. It's the same to me as far as, you know, I mean, it's a little harder to say, but it's the same to me as far as, you know, getting schoolwork done. But is it? No, because things are changing. I've heard some talk about changes in how some of these degrees, undergrad degrees, and I'm going to use the word Pathways right now, how the Pathways program is going along. There might be more more schools of learning here in Dominican University would be adding Pathways programs, or at least expanding the Pathways programs, because, you know, we're able to take traditional day classes as well. So there's a lot of exciting things. And when I learn about them officially, that means they're not just rumor, I'm going to let you know what's going on with them, okay? Okay. If you're into basketball, I told you I was going to leave it to the sports people, but Saturday's a basketball day. Day for sure. The Holy Names are going to be here, and men and women are going to be battling it out right in the Conlin Gym right there. The women's basketball is at 5:30, and the men's is at 7:30, and it's going to be a real cool game, and, you know, we broadcast that stuff, so you can listen in. Should be cool stuff. There's, on Monday, a lot of these things repeat, mass on Sunday and so forth. But on Monday at 11, there's the El Salvador lunch presentation, which I think is pretty cool. I think I'm going to hit that up. And then there's all sorts of classes. There's an American Fiction Book Club at 3:45. There's Dharma Zen Meditation is at 6:30. And by the way, there's drop-in tutoring too at 7:30 on Monday, which is really cool. It's for math and science. So, you know, if you're having trouble with some of your humanities classes, you might want to do a study group or something like that. But you can just drop in tutoring. You don't even have to sign up for math and science. If you do want a tutor and you're interested in seeing what's available, go to our tutoring department at dominican.edu. They'll give you all the contact information so you can sign up to get help with classes. Okay? What else is going on this week around campus? Frontiers in Human Genetics is happening Tuesday at 10:15. It's a class. There's a FWA scholarship meeting is coming on at 11:45. Some workshops. Career Services event at 4 p.m. Oh, they don't say exactly what it is on Tuesday. I'm going to look into that. Career and Internship Services is a really good office. They've just moved up to Edge Hill Manor this last year. Well, after its restoration, they've got a great office and really great resources that I personally am going to be hitting up more this semester as I'm in one of my classes developing more portfolio materials. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, there's a Sigma Tau Delta lecture event at noon. And a World Affairs Council lecture series going on at 6 in the night on Wednesday. You know, Wednesday nights also at 7 is when you can go to the Vipassana Meditation and Teaching. It's a Buddhist event. Student event. And then next Thursday, more club stuff. This is the one that caught my eye. Marin Friends. It's a Quaker event at 10 a.m. And the Quakers were actually, and the Shakers were really cool cultures. You know, it's more than just that guy on the front of the box of oatmeal, I'm telling you. So you might want to check that out if you're on campus here and you're a student. You want to check out the Marin Friends at 10 a.m. at Thursday. Okay? You want to learn more about how to contact and follow up on some of these things on these calendars, go to dominican.edu. And, you know, we've got a great search bar at the top on the right. You can type calendars. You can type in the name of the event that you want, whatever. And it'll bring you up a search page that has all the hits. It's really easy to use. Our website is slick, clean, and gorgeous lately. So I encourage you to avail yourself. Yes, I do. It's a great thing to do. And, of course, we always have more stuff on Penguin Radio here that is of interest to you as well. If you want to know what we're broadcasting or what has been broadcast, we don't. More of the advertising is done on the Dominican Facebook site, so it's worth checking out Dominican University on Facebook. There's a couple different Dominican universities. You're going to be looking for Dominican University of California, even though it's not part of the UC system. And they're always giving a heads up right there on Facebook. Bam. And they got great photos, too. Great photography over here. It's definitely worth liking the page so that you can get the stuff in your newsfeed. I do. I do for sure. And, you know, hit it up. Mix it up. Become part of the program right in our community. Yeah. And if you're connected to me right now from a distance, no big deal. You can listen in when we've got radio events. And if you've missed any of those radio events, no big deal. We podcast them on demand at radio.dominican.edu. Yes, we do. So that you don't get cut out of the loop. That's right. We do it for you. Yeah, you know, we do it for us a little bit too because we love doing it. We love being a part of the radio program. Why do you think I'm here talking about fire to you? It's because I love giving it to you. I love being part of this radio program. Yeah. And I'll talk a little bit more about fire tonight. I do want to talk about the lineup that the DJs that we have here of some of the new student programming has been running for a couple weeks or so. The veterans longer. And, you know, I'll talk a little bit more about fire. I've got another poem I want to read to you and a couple more quotes. Here's one from the Holy Bible, the King James Version. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For God is a consuming fire. Bam! Right there, even in the King James Version. Mm-hmm. Right, be right back with you in a little bit to wind up Thursday Night Mission, our last quarter hour here.
are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Grab your chart and compass. Be ready to copy down these plugs. Follow Beacon for upcoming news and like Thursday Night Mission on Facebook. Facebook.com/Thursday Night Mission. Support for Beacon Spotlight is available at Blogger. ThursdayNightMission.blogspot.com.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hi, Beacon here reminding you that Penguin Radio broadcast events are recorded and archived for your listening pleasure on demand. Did you miss it live? No problem. Enjoy previous student programming, lecture series, sports events, and more by visiting radio.dominican.edu and scrolling the menu for your favorite podcast event. Penguin Radio is proud to honor the athletics department here at Dominican University of California. Dominican sponsors 12 intercollegiate sports and is a member of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. To attend your favorite games, visit the athletics calendar at dominican.edu. Listen to live broadcasts of many sports by going to radio.dominican.edu and checking out the broadcast calendar for air dates and games. This is Beacon from Thursday Night Mission, reminding you to tune in every Friday afternoon to Penguin Press Pass from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Real students, real news, only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon. Only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Fire. Burning. Flame. Blaze. Ember. Cinder. Spark. Heat. Cooking, searing, I said searing already, ash, coals, all these wonderful aspects of fire, such a wonderful thing. We got owls sitting here with fireflies, that's right, and even if it doesn't look like flame, it's still fire in a firefly's, what do you call that technical abdomen part in the back, not thorax, is it? Let's call it its butt. They got a bright butt. They got a burning, flaming butt, which is different from, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, it's a chemical reaction in there. They've got these things that I don't even know about, to be honest with you, that react, and when they go around, they flick on and off. If you ever hold a firefly in their hand, they look like kind of, they got this this termite-like head and everything like that. They look a lot more beautiful at a distance, unless you're an entomologist or something like that. But it's a chemical reaction. It is transformation. It is fire, technically, in a sense, even if it's not flame. Thank you for joining me. It's been a really fun thing talking about fire here. Yeah, right here on Thursday Night Mission. As always, I'm going to put my playlist up on the blog, thursdaynightmission.blogspot.com. And I'll have that up a little bit later. Thank you, by the way, all of you that have commented and come and visited the blog and have emailed me at thursdaynightmission@gmail.com. It's really good to get your feedback. And it's great to get the page hits, too. They tell me a lot about who I'm reaching. Now, I don't know your name, unless, of course, you tell me. I don't know everything about you, but I do know that you came to me on Safari, right, from your iPhone. Or on Internet Explorer or Firefox. And that's cool. That allows me to say, oh, I want to make sure my blog fits all these browsers. You know, I don't want to burn somebody up by having them visit and not see the content. So thank you again. And it also kind of gives me an idea, you know, who's listening as far as what part of the world. It's, I want to say a great shout out to all of you over in Asia, in Siberia, over in Eastern Europe, and Europe, all of you that have been listening to my voice. It's great to know that our connection connects around the world because the amazing spark of electricity that is broadcast out into the atmosphere bounces back and comes into your very own hearth and home to burn a fire within you. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful. Talking all about fire, all sorts of different fire things now. Jared Kent, here's a funny quote from him. He said, "I didn't fire my gun. I gave it a promotion." So that's a play on words with fire right there, right? Right, right. So I've got, you know, I want to tell you about the great lineup we have right now here at Dominican Radio. And you can see this all at radio.dominican.edu, right, for the Penguin Radio page. If you hit that up, you click through, it'll go to the index page, index 2, you'll see up in your address bar. And it's got a picture of the Penguin Press Pass, which is going on tomorrow at 12:30, and all of us there. And we've also got a good lineup, and I'm gonna briefly go over this lineup. There's some great shows this semester. Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m., you know you love it. That's right, that's the name of the show. You know you love it. Gossip Girl is hosting. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., same slot as this one, is the Sports Report with Sanchez and Smith. And by the way, they've got a special guest host that's got his own regular segment there, DJ Piab, who is the man. So glad to have him with us. So glad. Now, Tuesdays is the next show coming up, which is 11 to noon. You can hear Yema Baby at Spot On. Mm-hmm. And then from 4 to 5 on Tuesday, the Health Kick is here. So come hit it up with DJ Spin and hear her talk about health. Then Tuesdays from 7 to 9, DJ Curly has her show. Let's Talk About It. Let's Talk About It. You got it, okay? Tune your browser in Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. to Tea Time with DJ KK. And then the next hour until 5 is Just Saying with DJ Aquarius. A couple great new DJs making Wednesdays a nicer place for us. Thursdays, 7 to 8, you can hear Tinsel Talk with DJ LC and her guest host. And then, of course, Thursday Night Mission, 8 to 10 p.m. is right up after Tinsel Talk. Mm-hmm. Fridays, 12:30 to 1, Penguin Press Pass. Real students, real news. Won't give you the blues, I promise. It's a learning lab, and we love it. And then Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Then from 5 to 6, you can get your Power Hour on. DJ Nicorix gives you the Music Power Hour, okay? And that's not all. Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m., all sorts of sports. I'm seeing it up here. So I'm not sure if they're switching from Monday 8 to 10. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Sanchez and Smith. Oh, all sorts of sports switch to Sundays. Oh, I get it. Okay, last semester they were during the weekdays. Okay, all right. Get it together, Beacon. It's getting late. We need guidance when our minds are getting sleepy. The only other one I want to tell you about right now is Sunday, 7 to 9, Nick and Mo have the alumni show. So that's Nikki P and Mo, and they're coming to you Sunday nights, 7 to 9. The alumni show is a great thing. Mm-hmm. Great thing. And if you missed any of these, by the way, student programming archives are up there. So hit it up. You got no excuse not to catch your favorite show. I've got a friend, by the way, that is in church during this broadcast. And so I say, well, get the podcast up. It'll be there, right? Right? And if you can't come to one of the Institute for Leadership Studies or one of the games here that we broadcast, that's okay too. They're archived. And you'll find them at radio.dominican.edu. Okay? There you go. There's our lineup. And it's a good one. In the background, you're hearing Brian Keane. It's an album called Fire Dance, and this is the title track. And I'm sorry, my playlist doesn't have the information about where exactly that comes from, but it's a really fun CD of traditional music by Brian Keane, where he's gone around and recorded around the world. I believe he did this in the 90s. And Fire Dance is excellent. It's got all sorts of different music, and it's all dancing music, by the way. Really cool stuff. So you might want to go check it out. It's fun. And I, you know, focusing on fire tonight, I've got this poem I want to read for you. I read you a couple already. They're pretty cool. Okay. And then we're going to wrap it up in another 4 minutes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. This poem that I'm going to read you now, while Fire Dance is in the background, is by Sylvia Chidi. And the name of the poem is Fire Burns, Fire Burns. Which I think is perfect right here on the Penguin Radio, while I'm focusing on fire. Because once I've done this fire program, I'll be burnt out. I'm going to move to another element. Mm-hmm. Fire Burns, Fire Burns is the name of the poem. If you like, you can inquire. There are rings of fire. There are hearts on fire. There are desert grass and bushfires, burning with a red-hot rage on a different stage. They burn and mature that one can only admire. Oh fire, my heart is on fire. Inside my soul a little flame has transpired. Had my words misfired while I spoke of fire? Fire burns like scorching red-hot sun, and when fire burns, its impact is sometimes no fun. Fire burns, people die, people cry, people sigh. Fire, run, run and run! Let's take turns to run before we turn into a bun. When you play with fire, your hands will burn. When you lay with fire, heads will surely turn. Fire burns. Fire burns. A hand pulls, a gun and fires. A man goes to work and gets fired. And while I tire, I ask myself, am I a liar? For I speak of the uncontrollable forest fires that cannot be announced by any town crier. A little spark, a brittle panic attack, a red-hot blaze. In seconds, fire can take out an entire space. Fire burns, and while the fire transpires, I can see the fire in your eyes. A hot, passionate desire that flies and flies. And the fire burns and burns, run and run and run, and heads will turn, and the heat will rise like scorching sun. Fire burns. I ask silently for a ceasefire, for fire only ignites to inspire more misery. And out of the misery are born some high flyers. Run and run and run, for heads will turn, and for whatever burns cannot be undone. Thank you again, Sylvia Chidi. It's a wonderful poem. It's fun. It plays around with the poetic meter a bit. It's called Fire Burns, Fire Burns. And it's about time to wrap up. Yeah, we've come to the end of the second hour. I'm sorry I came in almost half an hour late, but you know, that's what we need to do sometimes to get all of our programming and hardware up and going. But I'll be here next week, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on Thursday Night Mission, and I promise to keep you safe and cozy as a part of our community, okay? Yeah, but for right now, I got to send you back out into those stormy airwaves. Sorry about that, but it's got to be done. I'd stay with you longer, but I got to run. Thank you for joining me on Thursday Night Mission. It's been wonderful talking about fire with you, keeping you warm next to the heart's hearth. But for now, it's time to wind it on up. I'll see you in a week. This is Beacon, signing off from Thursday Night Mission.